AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life. The way the moonlight shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Sun. We couldn't wait for night to come to hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Oh, how we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
Hey! And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Help recall
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
When I was drunk, didn't mean to call you that.
103.1 FM.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government, and it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Still comfortably warm today, with high temperatures reaching 70 degrees as winds out of the south still whip up a high fire danger. Good news is we have chances for scattered showers moving in overnight. But as the winds shift out of the north, it's going to suppress our highs tomorrow to just the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
You can dance for inspiration. Come on, come on, come on. I'm waiting. Get into the groove, boy. You got to prove your love to me. Yeah. Get up on your feet. Yeah, step to the beat. Boy, what will it be?
beloved. We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down,
five bears agree. For music, news, and information, it's Trail Mix 103.1.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me. This
walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. Where did our love go? Oh, don't you leave me.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Responsible, practical, and then Bigfoot listening on his blur tooth hair pods. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Oh,
103.1 FM.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Still comfortably warm today, with high temperatures reaching 70 degrees as winds out of the south still whip up a high fire danger. Good news is we have chances for scattered showers moving in overnight. But as the winds shift out of the north, it's going to suppress our highs tomorrow to just the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
But I
Trail Mix 103.1.
She'll lay you on the throne. She got